Hello.
How are we?
I'm on vacation.
Are you on vacation?
Yes.
I totally missed that.
This is the first vacation
Hey.
Hi, how are you,
mistress? First. Okay. Welcome to Intellectual Kink. I am Insidious Muse.
Aren't you?
And this evening, wow, the mix on this side is so weird.
We're mixed.
Our sweet Nancy is not here. Hello, sweet Nancy. She's listening at home.
We're waving at the mic.
She had dentistry today, and she is an unhappy camper. So that's how that goes. Hey, vibrating nipple clamp. We have guests in studio.
By we. The royal.
Intellectual Kink. I'm speaking as we. We've had all of these people on before, individually.
But never at the same time.
We have Adam, who looks terrified for good reason, and we'll explain why. We have Sanger.
Sanger's not terrified.
And we have Az.
Hi, Az.
So randomly.
That really is not an attractive noise.
My nipple just started vibrating.
Actually. I love the sound of a random vibrator on a table. It makes me happy.
It does. It's awesome. It's awesome. Okay.
Usually you have wine. It's at a really bad time and, you know, you're on the phone with your parents.
Okay. So,
what's that? Oh, it's my phone. But we're on.
No, no. One day we'll do a vibrator episode and I have some fucking stories. Because I have kids.
fucking stories. You mean fuck self stories. Oh.
Well, not the ones I'm talking about. The ones, but yeah. So.
Sorry.
I usually just, now once you go Hitachi, it's hard to go anyplace else. Hitachi.
You just can't unplug from the wall after that.
I did.
Batteries
I have a story
just,
about it.
Not,
they just don't do
just
it.
It's not. Yeah. I mean, I get it. The good vibe stuff, they're good, but it's just, it's not.
Oh,
or is it Lilu?
Lilu.
Mine is Lilu. But no, I went Hitachi, and then I went.
Hand. Oh,
analog.
Man, that's,
analog?
Jesus.
That's totally
there's
analog.
So much work.
No, it's a beautiful story.
We'll get to that another day, but that's
someday.
Not today.
That's but not it's today. Masturbation month.
But that's not today. Today we're doing
shut the fuck up,
nipple
Sanger.
And breast play, children.
Hi.
Nipple and breast play. Adam,
yes.
Hey, how are you?
He's got so
doing
many
okay.
clothes on.
he really does.
What is your off, right? opinion of nipple and breast play? Adam?
My opinion of nipples?
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing to watch.
Because you like watching nipples and breasts.
Yes.
So do you want to tell how you're here?
Yes, there was a conversation that was being had, and they were talking about nipple and breast play and your show. And I said, hey, that'd be a great thing to go to. Of course, talking about watching. And my miss said, really, you want to see it? Well, maybe you could participate.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here you are, but it's not something you do, is it? Or have you? Or you just?
It's not something that we've done. No.
No, but you have experience in it in general. Have you never done nipple play?
Well, with clamps, but never needles or anything.
I'm not. I don't have needles here. I didn't bring
that
needles.
That works for me.
That's a whole different thing. I didn't bring needles.
We did it once, and it wasn't
I have pokies. I have lots of pokey things, but no needles.
Pokey.
So, because we'll talk. I have a little, a smorgasbord of nipple paraphernalia.
So we've done it once, but it was just once.
Okay. And how, was it horrible? Was it awesome? Was it like you took your life in your hands? Did you want
it
death?
Mind altering.
Did you say freedom in the middle of it? I mean, how did that work for you?
You know. Them going on wasn't that bad. It was coming off.
Well, that's how they work, yeah.
That's when I usually
don't
ever play that ever. Shit.
Did you forget when you texted me and I was like, yeah, we're doing a nipple and breast play. You want to come? And you're like, yes. You just said yes because you like having other show.
No,
yes.
Because I'm on vacation. I was like, fuck, yeah.
Well,
she probably had the same idea I had. Just to watch.
That's true. And as is always a good thing. Okay, so this will be interesting. We'll do a little bit of a negotiation before I'll do light on you. Sanger.
Yes, mistress.
You seem very less than excited about this prospect. Why is that? Because you're a well-documented pain slut.
Is it documented?
It's out in the universe for austerity.
It's on the internets.
It's on the internets.
Fuck.
True. There's video.
Well, no, not of paint sluttery.
The fisting is a paint sluttery.
Fisting is painful.
No, it's not.
Oh my God.
Dude,
not like Nancy does it.
Nancy.
Oh, the rocket scientist tries to fist me. I'm like, dude, that's not going to happen.
That's
not going to happen.
I think.
So cute.
Honestly, I haven't done clampy bits for a while. And I think I'm probably having a sort of a sense memory of the person I did last with. And he's an asshole.
Yeah, but I'm not. And I smell
better.
You're
not an asshole.
I have boobs. And I have a way
it
of
mostly
making...
has to do with you not being an asshole.
I'm not.
And
I mean, I can
the
be,
rest of it's
not.
Awesome, but the non-asshole.
Can I think your nipple do that?
Oh my God, yes!
we're taking this doula thing to a whole new
everything
level.
Everything's
got a doula.
Yeah.
Everything's got a doula. Okay, cool. Awesome. So you're...
Oh, you know me.
Yes,
fuck it.
I know you.
Let's try it.
I know you.
And I speak.
And you spec.
A spec? No, I say, wait, no, fuck that. I don't want that. Or
I know.
That.
Yes. No, it's true. It's true. You're a very verbal. You're not a submissive, you're a bottom, which is a good distinction.
I prefer stunt cunt. I think I'll just go with stunt
cunt. It's not just your cunt.
I really want to make you a t-shirt that says that.
It's true.
I would put it on the back as an underwear. Stunt cunt.
All right. And
is that where you have to get the gas? Just stunt cunt instead of submissive bottom.
It's a whole new thing. It's a whole thing.
There we go.
I got to come up with a...
If people can have like princess anyway. And whatever, why can't we have stunt cunt? Why can't that be there?
Why not?
The thing. Azrael, and tell us of your nipply experience. These magnets are just kind of going everywhere.
They're fantastic. I like them. My nipple's still mad from Saturday.
What'd you do?
Oh.
Yeah. It got squished between fingers and then a paint stick taken to it. And I wanted to die. I'm going to go ahead and just say that
out
loud.
Is that why you're on a nipple and breastplate show right now?
This was planned, negotiated before that.
This was planned way before that happened.
Somebody was just not being nice.
Well, you know, kind of purpose Somebody, of the night was to not be nice.
Woman.
No. My D was not being nice, but he was not being nice because I wanted to not be nice. So it was just a little. Yeah. Technical term.
All right. So before I have some things, and I'll show them in the video. Some standard nipply things. I mean, there's
standard
clothespins. There's the wooden ones, and then there's the plastic ones. They're fantastic to play with.
They're like a dinosaur fight.
Pop. Right.
I like it.
Clover clamps.
I heart clover clamps.
Do you?
So, and either people love them or hate them. And the reason being is so you take a clover clamp and you put it on. And if you pull, because of this process, it tightens on it. So it'll tighten on it as opposed to like fully slipping off. Ultimately, it will slip off because, you know, it's just one of those things.
Oh. But what about the coefficient of friction?
What about you shutting the fuck up or I'll get a gag?
Fuck you and your gags. We didn't talk about that.
Not yet. I'm kidding.
Are you really going to start saying no now?
to me? Fuck you. I'm an independent person.
I can say no.
Or cunt.
Whatever.
Would you call him cock?
Stunt cock? Sanger has a stunt cock?
Orgasmo is ingrained in my brain from years ago. It's just going to happen.
Oh my God, you haven't seen it? It's on Netflix, right?
Have I seen anything?
I have no idea.
Let's go back.
I know.
You've read everything.
I haven't read everything.
I've seen
it. Anyways. Friction.
Coefficient of friction and clover clamps.
And clover clamps.
Slip off.
The clover clamps.
So you just suck it up until they... Till the top can't work the machine anymore.
I don't have any like regular nipple clamps.
What are those things that on this side?
In one moment. Wait. So these little clampy things. Clamp, clamp, clamp. And I'll tell you. So they say the trick for, you know, if you want to see how something's going to feel on your nipple, which by the way is total fucking bullshit. But they say take it and put it on your pinky. And that'll tell you how it feels. No. This will tell you the pressure of whatever it is. This is significantly stronger and greater pressure than, say, the clover clamps. But that's not going to tell you how it feels on your nipples because nipples are different.
Pinkies are fingers. Not nipples.
And some people have more sensitive nipples and some people have less sensitive nipples. You know, it's just like any part of your body.
Like
everybody, when it comes to dealing with pain, some people deal with pain better in certain areas than others. And so, like, for my nipples are not sensitive at all. Like, whatever. Have fun. You're going to tire out before me. Good luck, bitch.
She's out toppy.
Oh, no. I get super toppy. When they try to get toppy with me, I'm like, good luck. I can be here.
I can't picture you bottoming.
I can't picture you as bottoming.
So I had a switch boyfriend and I bottomed to him and he tired out before me. I was like, bitch, who just fucking out bottomed you? What the fuck? I'm a better bottom than you are. A top. So anyway,
that was hilarious. Top mistress.
Right, because, well, nice. I'm everything's a competition. You know how that goes.
It's not really.
I know nothing about better being a better top than, well, bottoming.
So we have other things here. These are tweezer clamps, and they look like a little, an Assassin's Creed logo, actually, which, you know, I'm a geek. But what they do is, so it looks just like tweezers.
It looks like.
And a lot of people take off these little plastic edges. I don't. I like the little plastic edges. And then you take this little circle. I can see.
Yeah. A spring.
And slide it down.
Mm-hmm. Slide it down.
Slide it down.
And is then it sliding?
Is this coming across on the vid? Okay.
Sliding it. And then so it becomes tight.
And that's not at all like your nipple.
No, it's really not. But you know the thing about those, though? I have a pair of little cute little bell ones that I got for the Christmas thing.
So cute.
I know they're really darling, except they don't go tight enough. I mean, they stay on and I can wiggle my tits around and they go tink, 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 tink. But they're just not.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not.
And a lot of people feel
like
a fireplace.
That's why a lot of people prefer clover clamps for that reason, because they're a little bit more. But these are, you not know, really these that. Are cute ones that a I'm lot of people cute. Have. You know,
are they for show more?
Some, especially the ones with bells. They're definitively more for bells, show.
Like
they're lovely. It's you can sing jingle bells with boobs. It's good.
And good for that. I like that idea.
Yes. Oh. And then I have a vibrating nipple clamps, this actually was a screwy thing.
I don't think I understand the vibrating nipple clamp.
Well, you put it on your nipple and then it vibrates.
Well, yeah. Is it just
stimulation?
Well, okay.
Here, it feels like a bullet vibrator.
Well, I put it on your pinky. Don't put it in the wine. Well, that's not.
I would just like to clarify.
Left-handed.
I caught that.
And I threw it left-handed. Boom. We're like a sports show now.
Hey, Adam, how's it going over there with your
with all your clothes on?
Clothes on.
It's well, you know.
Ow.
Just contemplating.
Ow. Well,
it hurt my pinky.
Okay, and so then that's, you know, the vibrating one. I've got, those are the like little ones. And then I've got like these massive ones. Why? I don't know. Oh, because you want super duper vibe. Hear that? That's it.
Does it really make a difference once they're on the nipple?
Absolutely it does. Let's say you're going through.
Did you feel this in your,
have you done CBT?
What? Once.
Okay, well, imagine if you had a vibrator on that. It's additional stimulation.
Okay.
It makes a difference. It's additional stimulation. Okay. And then and then I have this. I love things with chains because they all stay together. But so I have this.
I think you've lost that volt vibe, by the way.
Are you stealing it?
I imagine it's going to be clipped.
You're going to masturbate right here in the middle of the show. Anyway. So there's this, and it's got the nipple clamps, and then it's got this little weight.
Actual king.
It's got a weight. Wait.
Can you undo me? Oh, fuck. Sorry, my pinky hurt just like a nipple doesn't.
Wait a minute, if that hurts the pinky that bad.
No, I twisted it. I can imagine it fucked up.
I think this one needs to be tried on you.
Oh.
Okay, and hold on, I'm not done.
I'm not done playing show and tell.
More show and tell.
And then there's... God, I'm a horrible person that I can't remember what they're called.
You're not horrible
at all. What are you thinking?
Make up a name. It's called...
Clamps. I would just call them clamps. Circle clamps. And then, so you put the nipple in, and then you crank it, and 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 crank it.
It's like a medieval torture-ish thing,
right? It's like a medieval torture thing for nipples.
Oh, yeah. Forgot the name of that. But that guy who does... Oh, Rope Daddy. He makes things like that, except they actually are like two pieces of wood that clamp down like that. They're really hot looking,
And then there's these.
The fee cells.
So it goes let's say that this flush part, people that don't have video, I'm sorry. So it goes like this. It's a lot of metal.
It's huge.
Essentially what it is it's got a very large clamp and then this really weird arky thing.
Oh, I see.
And you put it on the breast like that and you go like that and then this will pull.
Okay.
Oh.
So it can pull. Huh. It's a unique kind of Adam. The look on Adam's face.
I know, it's all for Adam, right?
Like, this is all for Adam.
Now, the great thing I love about all nipple toys, all of these toys, is they can be used in other ways. These are not unitaskers. You can do CBT with them. You can do, you know, genitorture. You can do anything you want. You can do humiliation and, like, put it on lips and tongues and stuff like that. It's fantastic. I mean, these, you could do anything you want with them. So
That big giant one, I just imagine a penis attached to it somehow. Okay. Someone with foreskin.
When I first got it, I was like, what kind of a chastity device is this? And I was like, oh.
wait, nipple tree.
Right, it's exactly it. But then beyond just those kind of the pinchy things, you also have other types of sensation. So paracord for rope, which is you can bind the breasts, etc., which creates a very different kind of sensation. It's more about the breast, the meaty tissue of the breasts, not just the nipple. So, for example, were Nancy here and we were doing things, I was probably going to tie her breasts up because she has incredibly sensitive nipples. And if I do those for too long, then the scene's over. But I can do a lot of pressure on the meaty part of the breasts, and that lasts a lot longer.
Does it up the sensation of the nipple
yes.
bit?
Yeah.
And it's everything,
just like, I mean,
actually.
You don't have a cock, but it's just like, I mean, if you're doing CBT, let's
Didn't
say.
Didn't bring one.
Right. I have a butt plug.
Not the same.
Really, not the same.
So, for example, let's say you're doing anything where you're squeezing all of the blood to one section, be it breasts, be it your genitals, be it anything like that. That section with all of the blood rushing to it, just like an erect penis or an engorged clitoris, is going to have greater sensation. So the same idea. If you're doing that with your breasts, it's going to have a greater level of sensation because it's got all the blood running to it.
I mean, is there like a cutoff point, like not cutoff, that's the wrong word, but is there like some point, you overwhelm, I guess, like there's so much rush to place that I don't feel anything anymore.
I've not had that happen, and I've been purple.
Yeah, a lot of people get purple though.
Well, no, like crazy blue purple. Some of my favorite bruises have been from seriously tight breast bondage where I turned funny colors and then rubber bands because they're so awesome. You can like go instant plucking blood. Blister, like
yeah,
that.
Those
awesome.
Are awesome. You rubber. I didn't bring any, but the rubber bands are fantastic.
You have toothpicks, though.
I do have toothpicks.
We could talk about the toothpicks.
Toothpicks, which are one of my favorite overall tools. This is a 99-cent thing of toothpicks, and it's got this little thing, and it spins. And I had to do a Hello Kitty duct tape because it's 99 cents, so the cap kept coming off. But it's this little spinny thing, so you can just take one toothpick at a time,
one
which is
could be a,
fantastic. I've done entire scenes with just a toothpick, and it's actually left better marks than knife play.
I know someone who has scars from barbecue scores.
Right. Exactly. So
yeah.
But that goes into the kind of the next level of breast and nipple play, where it's a good area, it's a good tissue for sensation play. Electric play is fantastic on it. You know, you can even do temperature play, hot, cold, pokey play like the toothpicks, fantastic Wartenberg wheel. I even have fancy Wartenberg wheels. This is a fantastic.
Well,
fancy,
as long as we've got
fancy Wartenberg wheels. It has a fancy case,
extra
too.
Extra fancy. Is that fancy. A razor? Like, I couldn't tell what the fuck it was from over here.
And then the Frugal Dom, which is tax.
Oh, my God.
It's awesome. So, I mean, but they're all
Isn't
sensation.
Isn't Frugal Dame, like Frugal Gourmet?
No.
And then say Dame. We've been through this.
I know, but we just
don't.
I also have vampire gloves for those who are unaware of what they are. They're just gloves, but on the inside they've got, basically like staples. They're pokey. So the great thing about them is, you know, you can do as much as the bottom can handle. I full on have spanked Sanger with my vampire gloves. It's been fucking awesome. Like, and I don't spank light. Like, I just don't.
Like, you needed to say that.
No,
in case this is their first time interfacing with mistress, she does not do anything.
Well, there's people that haven't actually played with me don't know that. I mean, or seen me play. So, I mean, I do, in fact, have the ability to play lightly, but I don't want to.
You know, I've watched you play many times in the dungeon, and you're not. I've never seen you play light.
I can.
I've seen you play light when you were in the booth.
With people that are
Biz Bez.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yes, no. It does.
That just means he's capable of it.
And then I have my first aid kit because you should always have your first aid kit with you whenever you do anything.
Especially, and you could pierce somebody accidentally with your vampire gloves.
I might have sutures in my first aid kit.
You fucking tease, lady.
Oh, wait, I think I do.
Oh, fuck you. I still need some more
I don't think we're going to be doing sutures tonight. It takes a little bit more preparation than we have time for.
Fucking amazing scene.
I know.
Did you hear?
I heard.
You told?
I told her. I said, oh, my God, I want to do this. Yes. So the idea is that one time I've sutured Sanger's labia.
As was
together.
One of the doula.
And as one of the doulas. The thought is, I want to suture your labia and then cut it open and then have you fisted. Yeah. Right? Right?
Okay.
Right.
Adam has no labia. Did you not bring your labia?
I didn't. Unfortunately, I came with something else.
Well, I would like to start this evening with, can you all, wow, Nancy just texted no jingle bells. I want you all to take off your tops.
Okay.
So we have nipples.
So am I taking off
Yes.
It's all gone quiet. What?
I was being adorable.
You don't have to
The
try.
Minute you walked in the joint.
Oh, wait, we can't both do that.
Oh, I forgot. I also have these nipple, while they're taking these off, I also have weighted nipple clamps. So, these are nipple clamps with weights, and these are all magnetic ones. Not that anybody's looking at this because they're all looking at people taking their clothes off. I would be looking at people taking their clothes off, too. If you're not watching this on video, I'm sorry. You're losing out. You should watch this shit on video.
Oh, and there goes my tank top.
Ah, don't throw it.
Sorry, we'll get back to you.
You weren't planning on doing it with your tank top on, were you?
No. That's
right. I forgot you pierced your nipples.
Yeah.
I haven't seen your nipples since then.
They're still healing. And
no, they're done.
My bra seems to be complicated. For a girl.
My name is Sanger.
Sometimes it is difficult. She's got a lot of boobs. She needs a lot of good, you know, that's hold it all up there, bra. I'm with her.
Modest gasm.
That feeling when you take off your bra and it's like, fuck.
Modest gasm.
I like my bra. I know you always make fun of me for it, but I like wearing a bra.
So first and foremost, what I would like you all to do is kind of, you know, touch yourselves, not your nether regions, but your nipply regions, because that's what we're focusing on. You especially, Adam, because the girls, I can tell, are already happy about this. Adam's a little concerned and a lot concerned. Don't worry. Your mistress is watching all of this. I'm sure she would approve.
My breasts can't compare to theirs.
I want to point out that we have three different people with three completely different kinds of breasts. That's
because how breasts are different.
They're different.
I'm completely inarticulate.
Now we are covering that point. So everyone that doesn't know, breasts are all different.
And so are people.
Some of the similarities with female breasts, it's generally going to be a slightly thinner skin because of, you know, mammaries and all that kind of stuff. Men's chests is not as thin of a skin as females' breasts are in general. Because part of the reason is exposure. Women's breasts don't usually get the same level of outdoor exposure as men's chests because men can walk around without a shirt on without getting arrested, and women can't.
Most
Which is
places.
Unfair. Yes. Well, I was raised a nudist, so that's a little bit different, but it's not. I'm not a nudist now, so.
Well.
So there's that. Hippie. Anyway, So, I mean, I want...
We have to come up with...
Why are you not touching yourself? What's wrong?
Oh, sorry.
What's wrong with you? Why are you guys not... Keep touching.
Sorry.
I got bored.
You got bored of touching yourself?
We were distracted. Yes. It happened. I touch myself a lot. This is just, like, normal.
Fantastic tits.
You have fantastic
body, by the way.
I love ass. I love to hear the little teeny tiny giggling sounds that she makes when she's going through a pain process. It's so adorable.
I don't always giggle.
You do every time I hit you.
Even when you bit my ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that was very giggly when your ass is being bitten.
Oh, my God. I couldn't stop. Right.
So you put on some clover clamps.
Oh.
She likes them.
Side note, I am looking for a set of these with a nice rubber bit in the middle.
You can probably make one of those. You know, they have those little things that you can slide on and heat it up.
Yeah, I know. It's heat shrink.
Tubing, yes.
Heat shrink.
Heat shrink. But you know, they have all the tools to do it.
Shall we do Sanger? Sanger's breasts. What do they demand?
Magnets.
You know what?
Magnets? Oh. Is that the...
They are adjustable.
Yeah, yeah.
So she can make it not to be quite so bitchy.
Right,
yeah, I already started making it less bitchy.
less bitchy.
You see, the problem with this also is I have teeny, teeny, tiny little nipples for those big boobs. So it takes a little work.
You'd be surprised at how common that is. How common having they're all little, you know, odd, the nipple itself. You can have massive areolas.
And I don't have those either.
Yeah, you don't. Most people have breasts of your size.
Am I clamping nipple or am I vibrating nipple?
Well, yes.
You have to clamp first.
I meant, where do you want me to fucking put the clamp?
Where's your fucking nipple?
Did you want the vibrator on the nipple or the clamp on the nipple?
The clamp has to be on the nipple.
Why does it have to be?
Because I said it. So. Put the fucking clamp on your nipple.
Hi, Nancy. Tonight I'll be subbing.
We miss you, Nancy.
I think we need Nancy here too. Moderate.
Okay. So, it's not cooperating.
I don't understand.
Okay, yeah, I don't understand, sweetie.
Self-torture? Why are you keeping Clover Camps for me again? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You have issues with that.
With what? I don't have any issues.
So, for someone like Adam, obviously, you know, he's going to be a lighter bottom because he hasn't done this before. But what's your safe word?
Is that okay?
I use a universal one.
Yeah.
Yellow or pineapples. So he's doing okay. His reaction is not like, oh my God, that's the biggest pain on the planet. When you pinch it, that's a really good way to start. So you pinch the nipple and see kind of how that reacts. You got to read your bottom. That's really important. And then you want to kind of figure out different ways to do it. If you're rolling it around, are they reacting different? If you're using your nails, are they reacting differently? Because they will, because those are all different. The same goes with, let's say you take your entire hand on the chest area and you claw at it and you pull at the meaty part. That's a different sensation and a different experience from actually doing the nipple. How's that? You okay?
Do you have another one of the littler vibrators? Did you have two of those?
Are they?
No. Yeah, we put a little one on. We don't want you lopsided. Well, kind of, but then you spin around in circles and really.
Me
like,
or you will?
You would. And then it's like watching your cat chase its tail because it just doesn't look right.
Oh.
Yeah, because one side is just heavier.
Matching ones on.
Okay. I can do that.
How is that?
It's okay.
See? It's not a problem. No big deal.
So, I love how nonchalant he is about all of this. Like,
wait. I think part of it is in his mind, he's thinking, if I let on that it's really bad or really good, then his mistress will do it again. So the putting on is easy. Then you play with it like that.
It didn't get as big.
And the taking off is what sucks. You can do it nice. So I can do it like this. Nice. Or like that. Less nice. Less nice.
These ones don't get as big as the other ones. So next you're having a hard time fitting your nipple with the ring in it.
Yeah, because those don't get as big.
Yeah.
You have another.
Do you have another one of the little ones?
For vibrators?
That makes me happy. Mm.
You like the vibrators?
Well, we haven't actually started vibrating it yet. We were trying to make her match on both sides because I'm so natural.
See? Mm-hmm. See? And then every time you move. This is really... having a weighted nipple clamps are really great when you can have them in various positions where every time it moves or you can crack a whip at it or anything, it creates a sensation. Pulling?
Oh, you are so mean.
Me? I'm an educator.
Oh, that's true.
How's that going there, Sanger?
Fine. Just.
She's doing great. These are nearly re-pierced nipples for anyone watching.
Mostly.
Very recently. Okay, so.
Jesus. Try the clamps. Putting those
on. So there's a lot you can do with nipples.
Yeah.
Oh, so, God, I wish you were facing the camera more.
Sorry. Where the fuck is the camera?
It doesn't matter. Here's the interesting thing about nipples in general is they are a fantastic source of pleasure. But the pleasure and pain centers, as we've learned in our previous previous episodes, are very closely linked. So as much of a source of pain that it can be also be a source of pleasure. So you can do both.
Yeah,
at the same time. And it's really a lot about how you reframe it in your mind. There are a lot of people that say they can't handle nipple play. It's too intense. It hurts too much. You condition yourself. You can condition yourself to enjoy it. Clearly, Sanger doesn't hate it.
Yeah, she's...
I love the two different things. Like, Sanger's almost post-orgasmic, and Adam's
totally
just...
Pretty close.
Okay.
Do you like the vibrating nipple clamps, though?
Me,
While Az is over there, and she's just hanging out, happy as a clam, but... Like, Sanger, pull on him. So that sound is clearly a kind of pleasure pain squeak. Squeak.
Okay, so the only person I've ever topped is Az.
And I just did it again.
This is twice. She was thanking me one night. It was horrible.
That's so funny. That's how I heard about that. I missed it. You can start with, I always suggest everybody starting with their hands. One of the things that I enjoy that helps me learn somebody who's never done a certain kind of play before is watching them play with themselves.
Same with watching them masturbate before you stroke their cock.
Yeah, no, I always say, I want to watch you masturbate. I've done this for like almost everybody it's like, I want to watch you masturbate. Because what do you do that brings you pleasure? That's important. That's an important distinction. And when someone is trying to kind of figure out where their nipples are, what do you do to bring you pleasure? How do you enjoy doing it? And then when that process is going on, you can add with direction, pinch them harder, pull them, twist them, use your nails. And all of those things are going to give you really good insight into that. Because when someone's doing it to themselves, they generally can handle it a lot better because they know it's coming. When it's being done by somebody else, they might... grin and bear it, it might be a little bit more intense. Are you playing with the vibrators again, kids?
Yeah, we're trying something. We're being clever.
Oh, let's hear the clever.
I'm not.
You have to speak. This is a radio show.
Okay, we currently have them clipped above her nipples. The vibrator is vibrating on her semi-freshly pierced nipple, which I gotta say like that. Semi-freshly re-pierced
it's
nipple.
Still just pierced. It doesn't matter.
Right?
It would suck. I would be like, fuck that shit, man.
Yeah, well, you're not a pain slut.
She's kind of Sanger.
Not for me.
That's what?
That looks like fun, not for me, but.
Oh, do we need to try that on Adam?
Yeah, maybe Adam should try this.
I think she's enjoying it.
I don't think I have permission to touch you, so.
What about you trying these?
On me?
Yeah.
How does it work?
You've got to see me taking these off first. Oh, she's going to come. Excuse me.
Of course she's going to come. She always comes.
I know.
She is like the singularly most multi-orgasmic person I know.
Dude, I orgasm vicariously through this girl.
Right? She's saying she's done.
No.
She's not done.
She's not done.
She only wants to be done. What's wrong? She's trying to speak. It's not working out so well.
Okay, so we want to try the nipple tree.
The nipple.
Fuck you.
Not on you. Not on you. On Az.
Oh, God. Oh. Did we explain the pain of taking off nipple glands to the world?
So one of the things.
I think that's something you guys need to address because I'm not going to address it.
I'm dented.
Adam likes it. Mistress Adam likes the vibrating nipple clamps. Next time we're at the dungeon, I'll be sure to have them in my toy bag. You are welcome to borrow them.
That's not nice.
You just said you liked it.
The pressure
for 2 seconds
of particular clampy thingies to which Mistress has recently referred is one of the oh my fucking thank God parts of this particular play style. How's that for fucking words?
For taking them off?
Yes, you're saying
it's not even actually oh my God. Actually,
I said oh my fucking God. Or wait, oh my God.
No, there are moments the where challenge. I would rather leave them on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like the amazing rush relief. Oh, fuck, it hurts so bad.
I get so tired at the idea of taking them off. Huh?
Tighten them.
Loosen the screw and then we'll tighten them.
So there's a great deal of pain in taking it off as opposed to...
It's not so bad with clothespins, but still. A lot of that is the reintroduction of blood to the area is a rush.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where a lot of the pain comes from. Not that I know anything, ever.
You just did it.
Yeah, I know. And I'm still dented.
You're still dented?
Yeah, the clover clamps dented my boobies.
All right, you do the tree boobies.
Who?
Her.
Oh, you.
As. Do the tree boobs.
I'm doing tree boobs.
I don't understand them at all.
I've never actually had clover clamps on my nipples.
Really?
Never.
Well, then this will be...
Everyone.
New.
Ow! Now pull on that chain one.
Fuck, that hurts like a son of a motherfucking bitch.
Now pull on the chain.
Do people want to do this?
Why did I get that reaction when I was branding you? Pull. I got...
That
oh,
hurts.
God, that hurts.
Look at how... Pull on it.
No!
I'm thinking she's not that much of a bottom after all.
Well, we are.
Keep pulling.
Like, that's news.
Yeah, right.
That hurts.
I'll bottom as, won't you?
No, you got to leave it on there for at least a few minutes.
Okay. Totally leaving it on for a few minutes. This is horrible.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I'm just sitting here twisting this thing. I don't know. Here.
Okay, yes. So, yeah, because you need to tighten it because it'll pull on it, et cetera, et cetera.
We're doing fancy things with my boobs.
This is incredibly unpleasant.
Ow.
To share.
Okay, so all of As's opioid receptors are busy on this side of her body.
We need to take a second on that boob.
Okay. This hurts so much.
No shit.
Nancy, oh my God. I can't believe you have clamps on.
Okay,
Nancy, what do you give me if I
go? What do you think?
Oh, she's making noises.
These are weird. They feel so heavy, but I don't...
Dude, you look like one of those, like, Austin right? Powers sex bots.
I'm the fem boss.
Pew, pew.
This is why you have me around, isn't it?
No.
So I can zap you with my boobs.
Well, yes, you do.
Right, you within an inch of your life.
No.
Okay.
I don't enjoy that. I mean, kind of. I guess it's kind
pull
of.
Pull on them.
I can see. No.
Oh, I totally want to go over them.
I'm going to fucking smack the... She don't want to get a punch to the jaw.
No. Not the jaw, sweetie. If it was anything but the jaw, you'd be good.
You've had my punches elsewhere, and you like those, but not the jaw.
Okay. I'm like, I think it's been long enough that she can take the left one off.
All right. All right.
Let's see.
Like you mean it.
I didn't know about it.
Really?
That was no big deal. That was
really not a big deal. You didn't yank on him.
No, why would
true.
I do that?
I'm fucking Noah.
That sounds awful.
It sounds awful, but she did it to
why
me.
Why would she do that?
Because
yes,
you're
I'm a
bottom.
Sadist.
She's a sadist. You're the... Yeah.
Mistress, you have 16 minutes.
That's okay. I can see that.
She's like,
that
fuck
wasn't,
you.
That wasn't horrible.
I'm still tightening them, by the way. Just like
yes,
slowly.
She it's made
like,
me stop well, tightening
it's like
them.
Stretching the holes in your ears. You just kind of like... she orgasmed.
But that's exactly what
are
I mean. Ultimately, I mean, you can, for very pliable breasts, really like, you know, did. Mine, that it would probably pull them out for a good amount. Because, you know, my breasts are older than yours. So they would
dude,
probably...
Dude, you're like, what, a year older than me?
I'm at least 2 years older than you.
Oh, 2 whole years.
I'm telling you, they're pretty critical years.
I know. No. And your I've never breathed.
Babies.
Okay.
I didn't know if
you ready for more?
I don't know.
Yes.
What's next?
So I think that you should take lots and lots and lots of these and put them all over your breasts.
My own? This is why Az is here. There's a lot of reasons here.
Hello!
Oh, shit. I just knocked Az's fembot laser tree.
My laser tree nipples. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I should probably face the correct direction.
Ow! Fuck. Not nipple.
No, we're going right above the nipple.
Okay. You want this? This is really, really hard. This will really, really hurt.
This will really, really hurt.
This will really, really hurt.
Make
you
my
should
miss
do that.
Happy if she's watching.
It will. Aww. It will.
You're going to get brownie points later.
Do you want to vibrate?
I am a brownie.
So recently. Shit. Yeah, right. Oh, shit. Fuck. Yeah.
Oh, that one is really intense.
Yes, it is.
How about these?
Oh, shit. We don't match.
Oh, God. Synergy.
So what? She's taking... So she's taking clothespins and putting them all around kind of the meatier tissue of the breast up through the chest area, not specifically on the nipple, which is why I wanted this to be not just nipple play, but breast play, because you can't ignore, you know, the breast.
I have a lot of boob besides the tiny, tiny little nipples.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, I think when people focus entirely upon nipple play, they miss out on so much else of the body, and it's going to have a different kind of sensitivity. And what you need to understand about the chest and the breast area is you need to be aware of nerve clusters. There are massive nerve clusters under the arms, so it's going to be more tender and delicate towards the exterior, the towards the arm side of your breast. And some people, no, I'm with you, man. I think that this you should incorporate this into a fucking costume or something.
Yeah, like, can you wear those two?
I would say Dom Con, but you know.
See, and this is why we keep Sanger around,
because she makes noise.
So Sanger's got all of
look, and she's giving me puppy dog eyes to bring the vibrating nipple clamps back. I would just like to clarify that. Sorry,
this is the person who was hesitant to do nipple play.
No,
today.
I wasn't. I explained. Oh my god!
All right, Adam has on weighted nipple clamps.
How's it going, Adam?
And I'm going to add weights to it. They're all magnets.
Going okay. It's going okay. You sound like you're thirsty.
Oh, fuck. Just leave it be.
Okay. What are we doing?
Okay. I'm adding weights to his.
We're adding magnetic weights.
Adding to...
Oh, by the way, the great thing about magnets is, look, you can push it away, too.
What?
Push it away.
Oh.
And the best thing about, you know, just like I'm like slowly twisting mine tighter with the extra weight on the weighted nipple clamps, you could just slowly do that throughout the night and they don't even realize what's happening until you've got like a ton of weight on. Which makes it extra excruciating when you pull them off.
Because it fell off. It's all going on.
Oh, did we hit your threshold, baby?
Close.
So how was that?
It was, it was...
That's a pretty laugh.
Painful?
Well, no. I wanna talk about, because we're getting towards the end, I wanna talk about the kind of pain, because for you, I mean, it's obviously... I think Az is liking this.
She's pulling on my...
Right?
You know what? It's gonna happen is...
Yes, we are very immature. So Adam, for you, completely? Let me phrase it to you this way. Were your mistress doing it, would you have enjoyed it because it would have been a shared experience with her, or would you still have hated it because of the pain?
You know, it's I'm not what you would call a masochist. I don't get off on pain.
The fuck? I've seen you play.
Well, you've seen me play. You have seen me play.
I have seen you pull your freaking wrist strap or wrist cuffs off of your arm and break them against the wall.
I have.
I have seen you play for hours with be whipped for an hour. That's a fucking masochist. I'm sorry.
Yes, sorry.
No, nobody. I think for me, it's more the experience is doing it with Miss N because I can take a lot more with her.
Yes.
Than I can with anybody else.
Yes, and that's very true. It's about the relationship, and that's a different level kind of thing. But yes, absolutely.
You know, well, me and Miss Henry, we feed off of each other's energy. Mm-hmm. So when she's happy, I'm happy, and when it works, unfortunately, in the reverse, in the sense that if
what do you want?
If I'm having a bad experience,
what does she want?
We can't continue it.
Sorry, keep going.
So you don't know, so me. We have a. So when I'm feeding off her energy, I can take more. And that's like when me, you, and Nancy shared that room and it went for 4 hours. But that was more the energy. I was feeding off the energy.
I had a complex. I was like, fuck, usually my scenes are too long. I was like, shit, I'm not going to be able to match them. They've been playing for days.
you know, it sometimes it surprises us because.
Are you two topping each other simultaneously?
No, we are sharing.
That's awesome. What an amazing experience.
Co-topping each other.
Yes, they are. And co-bottoming simultaneously. Hey.
And who thought that was possible?
Well, us. Welcome to Skid Row Studios.
There you go.
Isn't that a fantastic wheel? It's just a bunch of like spiky needles.
They're so tiny.
Yes, it's amazing.
And now?
It's fantastic. Stockroom rummage sale.
Ooh, is,
right?
Oh, that's a stockroom toy?
Yeah, stockroom. I love them. I have a lot of stockroom
toys.
They
have some great toys there.
You know, the rummage sale is where I go. And I get it that people are like, they don't like it because they can't, you know, find what they want. But I'm telling you, you find some amazing things.
You go things that you never knew you wanted, from what I understand.
Yes.
You're like, I know.
A realistic foot. I didn't get that. But they had that last time.
A realistic foot?
Well, there's a lot of foot fetishists out there.
You know?
I'll give you that. Yeah.
Actually, it was feet. So all I kept thinking is somebody's going to use that to masturbate with.
Oh, no. You know, we went to, me and Miss N went to the stockroom sale last year. And we went looking for some specific things. We didn't find them, but she sure found a lot of other toys that she's used
a lot of
religiously
stuff.
Since then.
If you want something specific, you walk into the main store, which is amazing. It's a fantastic store.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's one of the great things about kink and, and a lot of the kink things. It's looking good.
I think they may be toast. And I'm just wondering if there's a trick or if this is just going to be really crappy. Bitchy.
It's going to be fucky.
Just undo it. Oh, yeah.
I think just undo it.
Oh, it's not
so bad.
But my girl, look at my nipple. I can like close up on the
nipple. You didn't need a round nipple.
Hit the spot.
I just realized this is the one that's all sore.
Well, but not just that, but I know for myself, one of my nipples is more sensitive than the other. Do you guys have the same thing?
Yeah.
No.
I lost my word.
That's okay. It happens. I did it after.
Is it on the boob that's bigger?
The sensitive or not?
I'm trying to remember. Yes.
Oh, fuck
yes,
you
it
too.
Is. Oh. It's on the boob that's bigger.
Oh, okay. Yes. Mine, this one hurts right now. This boob's a little bigger.
Okay.
Oh, no. They're dancing again.
They are. Woohoo, everybody likes boobs.
It's really sweaty in here, actually.
It is really hot.
You know, I don't know what I did with your toys.
Well, we'll find
one of them.
We
already picked up.
Nothing was new really for you, as even the nipple tree.
Nipple tree before.
You've done it before?
I've never done.
Oh, but it was a sensation very similar to past experiences? Yeah.
It really was. It was just wider because the clamps on it are so wide. And
I think that would be really great with breast bondage.
I think it'd be fantastic with breast bondage.
Oh, really? Well, because also
I love that you're having this conversation. Right. She's just sitting here twitching.
When you have the breast bondage, obviously it tightens everything up as well, so it's a little bit harder to clamp. Wow, my nipples are all sensitive now. that it alters kind of the experience. You're on vacation, remember?
You're on vacation. Happy vacation.
Are you enjoying your vacation?
Fuck yes.
All vacations start with intellectual kink.
Well, even if you're not talking about the show itself, technically all vacations do start with intellectual kink.
Art.
Oh, by the way, complete side note, my hair clips make great nipple clips.
Oh, no, fuck you. Okay.
Let's see. Okay. Oh, fuck you, okay?
Come here, get your boobs.
She's so funny.
Ouch.
Ouch, yes. Ouch,
I learned that when I just needed a little something.
Well, and that's
the
thing.
You gotta learn to work with what you got. Get these downtown for like a buck.
You know what? There's a lot of people that talk about kind of nipple training and getting it so that some people don't have very sensitive nipples or don't get a lot of pleasure from it. And there was a master who had a friend of mine, and he got you know those the snake bite kits, those little snake bite things.
Oh, yeah.
And just put them on your nipples for like 20 minutes a day.
Complete random. I know this has nothing to do with anything. I have a friend.
You have a friend?
No.
Oh my God, really?
She would put the snake bite things on her nipples, and she was out in the garden gardening with her headphones on and actually got bit by a rattlesnake that was hiding in the bushes and thought really quickly and took it off her nipple and stuck it on her and probably saved her arm.
Note to all you listeners out there in Radio Land, wear your snake bite kit while you're gardening.
Saves.
Kink yes. saves. Wow.
Yeah. Kinky gardening. It works.
Kinky. No clue. These are my friends too. So what does that say about me?
You're kinky.
Kind of, a little bit, kind of.
A little kind of.
Well, little kind of, sort of.
A little kinky sometimes.
Anyways, sometimes.
Breasts. Are you done?
Wait, are we done with your breasts?
Yeah.
Well, now we want to talk about them because we're running out of time.
Okay.
So for all of you individually, how would you rate breast play in terms, rank it in terms of other types of play? I mean, it's a completely unique play.
Yeah, it's a unique feeling. It's very different, I think.
I would categorize most breast play, a lot of it, most breast play in the sensation category. Yes, you can absolutely do impact on breasts. You can flog, you can hit with a paint stick, you can crop, you can even whip. Obviously, with safety, there's things you can do. But I still, for the most part, most kind of breast and nipple play is in the sensation area, I would say.
I could split heresies on that one, but I think closer to sensation. I think everything's sensation play now.
Everything is sensation play.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But I mean, you know what I mean, but the subtleties of using that term where you use pokey yeah. things and you use different kinds of manipulative pressure points, et cetera, which, you know.
You said manipulative, and all I can think of different kinds of manipulative tops.
What? Wow. We can have that therapy session later.
Oh. Yeah.
But no, and it's I think that a lot of people start with enjoying some kind of nipple play in sex. You know, because nipples are traditionally a component of even vanilla sex.
Oh, yeah.
Vanillas have sex. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
Do. Vanillas do have sex. That's how we have babies. Generally, because vanillas have babies.
Oh, I see. They're called, only vanillas.
They're called breeders.
Kingsters don't?
Well, kingsters are notoriously safe.
That is true. Mostly, usually. Sometimes. Probably.
Sometimes, a little bit.
Wait, do we have or a have, saying
or have a lot
that?
Of anal sex.
Yes. Oh, the sweet, sweet, sweet anal.
The sweet, sweet anal. Right, Adam?
Not yet.
Oh my God! Can we have him back on the show to break burst his bubble here?
Are you guys really trying to get Nancy's wish true, aren't you?
Yes, I have no idea. This is Nancy's wish.
Nancy has lots of wishes.
Nancy has been trying to fist me since we had the Domscount demonstration.
Well, I mean, obviously, we wouldn't start with fisting. Kids,
I know. I wasn't going to start with fisting.
Don't
but
start
hey.
With fisting the butt. You start with other things in the butt, and I have those.
You really do have to work your way up.
You know, you like a pencil.
Well, that you could start with that. That's how Nancy started. Honest to God, before she was kinky, she put a pencil in her butt. I'm not outing her. She said it on the show.
No, I'm laughing.
Right? It's a pencil, whatever.
Nipple play and boob play should be part of most everything at some point.
It's a fantastic, you know, because it's a great way to immediately get somebody aroused, even if you're dealing with the pleasure pain principle. Because I could have done it in a more pleasurable way for Adam. Obviously, I wouldn't have out of respect to his mistress. But, you know, it's one of those things where you can use nipple play in, for lack of a better term, in a manipulative fashion in order to kind of get them more aroused and work them towards other kinds of play or pain, etc. You never know. Sometimes I like to play, often I play between the pleasure and the pain because I like to elongate my scenes.
Me too.
It's all pain for you.
I know, I was going to say.
No, it's all pleasure for me.
All pleasure for her. The harder I go with you,
the more you come, and I can say things like, I can smell your cunt.
God, that was so hot. She sneers it at me. She's just, yeah, I know you can.
No, I know. I can smell
it.
Your cunt.
Hi, Nancy.
Nancy said, please. Nancy said, please, please, please.
Uh-oh.
To Adam. She would love to peg you on the show. That would be awesome.
Uh-oh.
You know what?
Why would you start with fisting when you can start with strap-ons?
Miss N, we're going to start a petition, and we love you.
Yeah, Miss N just said, sew a pencil, and I think she's going to get the vibrating ones and the weighted ones.
Oh,
she's going to bring all of my stuff at the next party that she and I are at collectively, and she can borrow anything she wants.
Saturday.
I would love to, though. It's my favorite party of the month. So we're running out of time, and we're not going to have a show next week. I don't know if we're going to have a show for a couple weeks. There's some changes happening at Skid Row, so it might impact us a little bit, but we haven't come to an official conclusion about that. Continue to liking us, not on the Facebook, because we're not on the Facebook, but following us on Twitter, which is at Kinkalectual.
iTunes,
which is Intellectual Kink. You can share us with whomever. Please share us. And if you want to share the video, this video today is probably going to be one of the better ones because there's a lot of boobs.
Boobs!
Even Adam likes pretty? Boobs, even though he still looks like a deer in the head.
We got thumbs up from the boobs. Yes, hi.
Boobs.
I think we can all agree on the boobs.
You are Insidious Muse.
I am Insidious Muse, and we've got other people that are in here that are on the Twitterverse or on the FetLifeverse. If you want to give your shout-outs real quick.
Out X Oceana.
Azurel.
I'm Adam.
And he's just Adam.
He's just Adam.
And thank you. We'll be back when we're back. Bye.